First Timers 12-Pack, Books 13 through 24, Virgin Erotica, Rough Sex Erotica Audiobook Collection, written by Kimmy Welsh, narrated by Sierra Klein. My boss's balloon puffed on my face. First Timers 13, First Time Erotica, Rough Sex Erotica, Age Gap Erotica. You're pretty booked up these days, Mr. Harrison, huh? I said, walking around the large function room that we were setting up in.
Things are going better than I ever thought, he called over.
He'd started his party balloon business earlier last year, but hadn't anticipated the growth being as quick and sudden as it had. On the plus side, it meant he needed to employ a staff, and that was where I came in. This has got to be one of the biggest rooms you've ever done, I asked, staring up at the high ceiling. He looked around the grand hall that was part of a much larger hotel.
I've got big plans for this place.
There was a knock on the large double doors at the far end of the room, and he briskly skipped over to answer. I watched as he spoke to the guy at the door, and then they wheeled in a large metal cylinder that looked like a damn missile.
Anything else you need, just give us a shout, Mr. Harrison,
the hotel's employee said. My boss thanked him and closed the door, wheeling the big metal tube over to the center of the room. What the hell is that? He said nothing, instead grabbing an empty balloon and fitting it over a valve at the top. With a flick of his wrists, it started to inflate.
Helium, he said.
Helium? He tied the knot to a string and let the balloon fly upwards.
Helium, he repeated.
That ought to speed things up, I said, grabbing a balloon and going for the valve.
Give it a shot.
He watched as I peeled the opening of the balloon over the tip of the valve. How does it?
Just bend it,
he said, watching carefully. The balloon started to fill, and my eyes swelled in amazement as it did. I was easy to please.
Perfect, he said,
pinching the balloon from my fingertips and tying a knot on the end. I smiled warmly at him. I don't know why that moment in particular made me melt for him, but seeing him amidst his job that he'd made a success of just did something for me. I love you, Mr. Harrison, I said from nowhere, launching myself on him to give him a hug. He laughed bashfully and put his arms around me. Since I was 18, I'd had these naughty, sinful thoughts about him, but so far I'd managed to suppress them. Now that I was 19, they hadn't faded. I'd expected them to wane as I got older, but they seemed to have done the exact opposite instead. A year in his company had made me long for him. When I pulled away, I had tears welling in my eyes from the confession.
What's gotten into you, huh?
He asked sweetly, wiping at my cheeks with his thumb. I knew what I wanted to get into me, but there wasn't much of a chance of that. I laughed and shook my head. Hormones, I said. It was always a good excuse. For the next 20 minutes, I inflated balloons for him, and he tied them to the big archway that he was slowly sculpting, like a florist arranging a bouquet. The balloons slotted in seamlessly, until they formed part of a bigger picture that only he could envision.
It's taking shape,
he said excitedly, standing back to admire the structure. I took a sudden sip on the nozzle of helium and inhaled.
It sure is,
I squeaked. Mr. Harrison looked over and started to laugh. I did too, and it came out in high-pitched hiccups.
Careful,
he warned, and I went for another gulp of gas.
Give me all your balloons,
I wailed, leering forward with my arms outstretched like a chirping zombie. Mr. Harrison chuckled as I moved forwards, but then the rush of it all caught my head, and I felt a brief dizziness. I staggered, and he caught me in his arms.
You okay, Georgia?
He asked, looking down on me with concern. I stared up, feeling an intoxicating, sudden delirium. It was like a damn truth serum. I want you, I murmured.
Georgia?
I've always wanted you, I continued. My mind was trying to stop me, but my mouth kept going.
Do you want me to go get someone?
He asked, startled by my confession.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?